Hey, welcome to the Sober Vibes podcast. I am your host and sober coach, Courtney Anderson. You are listening to episode 165 on this chilly January. I mean, it is cold, yo. It's cold. It was like, I don't know, -5 degrees today, this morning, I should say. Whew. When is springtime? You know what I mean? Anyways, thank you for tuning in today. And this is the second to last episode of season 4. So if you are a diehard listener and you're like, where the H is L-O-T-E, it will be next week. My sister and I decided to do the L-O-T-E as the season finale for season 4. I mean, we really kicked some ass. I'm quite proud. I said this in another episode that I'm going to have to add it up, but there was like 50 something episodes for season 4. And I never skipped a day. I might have been a day late posting 1 to 2, but I never skipped a week of posting a new episode. So I really, really hope that this season 4, these solo episodes that I have done have helped you in your journey. You know, definitely listening to the guests and what they have to bring and say and share. I hope those have helped. And of course, LOT, I hope that has put a smile on your face as you've listened. So today I want to talk about, I'm kind of flipping a little bit of a gear here, because when it comes to the topic of sobriety and recovery, there's so much that goes on and through different states of time. Because again, remember that this is a process, right? And in the beginning of this season 4, I really wanted to branch out and do like a series about business. Because if you don't know this about me, I really love business side of things. I love talking about it. I love developing new ideas. And as I have grown in my own sobriety, you know, definitely sobriety isn't all of me. It's a part of me, right? And Sober Vibes is this extension of me. But there's other things too that I love besides Bravo Television. I love to talk about and love to help. And this last year, I have been quietly more doing some business coaching, and my soul has really been speaking to me in the sense of starting to branch out into another venture, which I am doing. And that is really helping people on how to make money online, and especially with beginners. And or to, if you have a brick or mortar business, to start developing your brand and utilizing the online space, specifically with Instagram. And I will be doing some podcast stuff as well. Because in my journey, just going to take you back on a little story. In my journey, I got into the online space in 2015. Previous to that, I was always a dreamer and believer that I wanted to be my own boss. Going back a little bit further, I started my own lemonade stand. I think I was like 8 or 9, somewhere between there, one summer. And I've always had that. I've always looked at opportunities in different ways of how you can generate an income just from the traditional 9 to 5. And as I have grown up, I've always had some type, you know, I've not just worked 1 or 2 jobs, but it's always been just, yeah, I've worked more than one job, but I've never looked at it as like, oh, that was another job. Like sometimes it was fun. I mean, at one point in time, I was cleaning houses when I was working in the medical field, because I do not get paid that much. And I've talked about this too on this podcast throughout the years. But so at one point of time, I was cleaning houses because that was an extra, you know, $100 to $200 in my pocket. And I will tell you this, you can make a good living on, and people do make a good living on being their own boss and cleaning houses. And I liked the schedule and you know, just like, all right, cool, I can do this on a Saturday afternoon. Anyways, so I've always had that business sense. And I think it too was my mom was always had that entrepreneur in her, and I watched her. So that was something that I always admired from Deb, of that hustle. I really try not to say hustle, but she just had that. She had an inner man. Deb had that in her and did amazing things. So when I was sitting in the pain clinic, okay, Matt and I were going to be married. You know, Matt and I had like a 15-month engagement. And like during that time, I'm like, who the fuck is going to watch our kids when I'm working? Like, I had a girl, a friend who worked in there, and she had a kid, and like she would just tell me how much daycare was, right? So I would always be like, dude, I don't want to just work to have my kids in daycare. Okay. And then 2015, an opportunity presented itself I got into MLM. Say what you want about them. Take what you want, leave the rest, right? So that was my starting point. And I enjoyed my period of time in the MLM community with Beachbody Coaching, because it got me into the health space and coaching. And I'm like, oh my God, you can do this online. Like, cool. Then, therefore, I left the medical field. I'm going to get to the point of this. I left the medical field and started to branch out in the online space with the Beachbody Coaching, health coaching, forming my own community, and then I went back to bartending. Okay. What I'm going to tell you is this, that happens in sobriety or recovery. You wake the fuck up one day, right? You wake up one day and you're like, especially when it comes to your career, your job, what do you want to do with your life? So those first couple of years, right, I was just trying not to drink, and that was fine. Then I moved on to then incorporating, getting into better habits with nutrition and exercise. And then it was about year three. I woke up, because once you quit drinking, it just doesn't mean that you wake up one day. It is a process all within itself, and everybody's process is different. So by year three, that is when I started to wake up, and I was in a terrible work environment. Has anyone had any work trauma? Like, work trauma in that sense, it's fucking terrible. And in just working in an extremely negative environment, working for fucking pig people. And I say that, like, it was just really my nurse manager. She was a big person. And she was just, I'm gonna laugh about it, but like, everybody has had that one manager where they're just like, you're just like, dude, you're not a good fucking person. Seriously, you're a miserable human being, and whatever is going on in your life, you are bringing it in here and making it fucked up because you don't want to do your job. Okay. And I could go on forever. Took me some time to heal from that situation. Of course, Sunday Scaries was in it, right? I was a medical assistant. I wanted to go eventually into nursing. And then at that point, I'm like, fuck this. I'm out of here. Because I didn't want to live in those walls of that 9-to-5 and in such a negative environment. During that process, though, I got sober and woke up and was like, this is not what I want to do. I don't want to do this. I do not want to do this. I don't want to miss out on moments. And specifically my why at that time was for my future children. Okay. Cause it's like, dude, I want to be at home for those moments. And for me personally, that was huge. You know, I understand now in the mom game, like, totally fine. You want to work outside of the home. Everybody is different. Do you, right? This is not mom shaming. This is just my perspective that I wanted to be at home for those moments, right? Because I was going to be a different type of parent than the two parents that I have in the process of raising a little human being. So I left, got into the online space, did that venture. That online space then took me to a place where it was in real life connection of then evolving into Sober Vibes and what has happened with Sober Vibes, which I'm extremely, extremely proud of. And along the way in this space, especially on the online space, I have either self-taught myself stuff and or enrolled in business coaches myself in programs and programs to help me develop these skills. Because I have to tell you guys that if you've been thinking about it like, all right, I have a passion. Let's say you're a hairdresser, hair colorist, hairstylist. I don't know what they go by now, but you are a hairdresser, right? And you now want to be like, all right, dude, I'm fucking getting over it. This is the secondary trauma response job. And that is, and the sober circle, the sobriety circle, we had a member there who was saying that those types of jobs are secondary trauma responses because you're sitting there listening to people's bullshit all day and like taking on their energy, right? So if you have that type of job, you realize like, dude, this is exhausting. So you're thinking about it like, I want to start transitioning where I don't have to take so many clients on. And how can I do this? Where then I can start making money passively, right? And take it online where then you could start, you can go one of two ways here, where you can start doing like tutorials, right? Tutorials on how to do a blowout or how to do a curl or how to do an updo. I'm just saying this, or maybe even to process your home or process color your hair at home by yourself. And then you can turn that into, then let's say you used an Instagram account to start gaining followers to your page. And then you can start sharing these tutorials and then you can create something in a passive way, like, or where then you become an affiliate where you could be an Amazon affiliate and share all the products. Or if those companies, let's just say Redken has an affiliate program, then you start sharing those products and people order that off of you or they order it through the company and you get the commission, right? So that's one way. The second way you can go of this is that you then start teaching people and consulting on how to run a salon, right? Of what you would need to do, or you teach hairstylists how to have better communication with their guests, something in that manner, right? Like where you are teaching them more skills to be better in their business, or you teach them how to gain customers from Instagram, turn followers into customers, especially of those that live around you. Get what I'm saying? There's all different possibilities here. And so that is where I want to say that for you. If you've been having this where you've woken up in your sobriety and you're like, I can't do this for the rest of my life. I can't do this. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know when, like, but I need to figure an out. Figure that out. And I will say this, I'm not telling you to quit your job today. So please don't take that. No, but we're going to wait. We are going to wait. You are making a full-time income if you go on the online route or branch your business starting to branch in on the online route. So please don't just be like, fuck it, I'm going to quit my job and go all in because I listened to Courtney's podcast. Do not quit your job. We like plans here. Okay. Especially when you're in sobriety. We're not gonna fucking trigger you. You're gonna wait and you are gonna think of other ways. So again, if you have a passion project, like you love to cook, you can create your own type of cooking show on an Instagram or TikTok. If you're like, I don't wanna be on TikTok, you can be on Instagram. If you don't wanna be on Instagram, you wanna do YouTube, it's all there and it's all possible. People look at I don't think people understand how powerful the online space is and all of what you can do. And I have to say this to you, that Beachbody coaching, I still get paychecks today and I haven't touched that business. I kicked that business in the dick for years. I worked my ass off in that for years. And of course, as we know, that of how multi-level marketing is structured and to of people who had just been my customer for years and they're ordering stuff, I still get a commission. I still get a commission, and that's not to brag, but that's the reality of the situation, and that's me being honest to you of what you can do with passive income and utilizing social media to start doing your thing. You guys, right now is the time. It's the time. I just read that digital marketing in 2024 is going to be the number one paying job, career, whatever, out of all of them. You can be your own boss. You can set your own hours, put boundaries around it, and just be like, okay, this is what I want to do. My girlfriend has a plant shop. She owns a plant shop. And I tell her constantly, I'm like, you have to branch this out onto Instagram, dude, and just create a fucking page. Say, I get passionate about talking about this, of make a page of just like gardening 101. And then do affiliate or tie it back to your shop. Like, there's so many ways you can go about that, or attract the customers and let them know that you have an Instagram page. And if they have questions, here you go. Here is how you grow a tomato plant. This is how you grow tomatoes for the summertime and when you should plant these seeds and blah, blah, blah. Dude, I would subscribe to that. I would follow that page because I don't have a green thumb, and I hope one day that I do, right? Hey, California Sober Peeps, this product is for you. Discover a new way to unwind and elevate your mood without alcohol. Introducing Cycling Frog's THC and CBD seltzers. There are two seltzers, one that has 2% THC and with CBD in it as well, and then another one that has 5% THC in it, okay? This is a seltzer to an uplifting buzz without the booze. Enjoy the calming effects without compromising on the joy of a flavorful, refreshing beverage. These guilt-free seltzers are low in calories, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. Each sip bursts with real fruit goodness, perfectly aligning with your wellness and California sober goals. Visit cyclingfrog.com or use the link in the show notes below and get 20% off your purchase in the month of January using code SOBER2024. Again, the link is in the show notes below and use code SOBER2024. Enjoy. I want to share with you today about a new product that I love. Sober Vibes and Exact Nature have a shared mission, helping you get sober and thrive. Exact Nature's healthy, all-natural CBD products can help. They're made for changes in mood, focus, cravings, and sleep that can be a part of getting sober. Founded by a father and son, both in addiction recovery, they know these challenges firsthand and have created a line of products to amplify the hope in your journey. Exact Nature offers oils, soft gels, gummies, and creams, detox for cravings, serenity for calm and focus, and Z's for better sleep. There are thousands of CBD products on the market, but only Exact Nature's are made for those of us in recovery. I'm a big fan of the Serenity. For 20% off your order, use code SV20 for 20% off your order at exactnature.com. That is exactnature.com. The link will also be in the show notes below. You can use that code now and all year long. It's time to start feeling your best self. And you can learn more at exactnature.com. Again, the link is in the show notes. I strongly recommend CBD to help you along your sobriety and recovery journey. Exact Nature now offers free shipping on all orders.
Same thing. If you are I'm just trying to spit out some stuff here to generate some ways for you to some creativity, to spark some interest or creativity, especially if you've been feeling this. Because post-2020, the times are now different. The work field is different, man. It is different. People are moving different types of ways. Like, it is not the same than what it was in 2020. And people are burned out. People are burned out. I wanted to share with you that here are how you can start an online business, okay? And I'm going to use Instagram because, like I said, I have a lot of knowledge in Instagram. I've grown two accounts to over One's got 11,000, and then Sober Vibes has about 55,000, and that was all organic. And so I just started my business page, and I will be growing that as well. So this is what you can do, and especially with Instagram, you honest to God can shoot these reels. And here's the other kick in the pace, or pants. You don't want to show your face on camera? No problem. You want to know why? Because Instagram in 2024 are favoring faceless accounts. Isn't that crazy? Just because aesthetically, right? I mean, if you look at Sober Vibes, except for like some of the reels I do, Sober Vibes was all, and I wanted it that way, of a theme page where it was, this was something that you looked at, that it reminded you every day. It was bright and happy. It was empowering, and it was supportive to you to help you keep going, especially too with my stuff. It's more geared towards the first couple of years of your sobriety, right? And Sober Vibes started with in-person stuff that I try to do, in-person meetups, and it was started out of me at AA being like, there just has to be something more than this, you know? And then I went online, switched it to online when like the in-person stuff, because of scheduling, just didn't work out, right? So, and then it's branched to what it's branched to. And honest to God, I mean, when my book deal came through, if you haven't listened to that episode, go back to listen to the episode where it's, I don't know what number it is, but it says my book title in it. If you haven't got to my book yet, please do, Sober Vibes, A Guide to Thriving in Your First 3 Months Without Alcohol. I explained that story. My editor was watching me on Instagram and was attracted to my Instagram account originally. And then looked at all what I have done in this space with my coaching, with the podcast, with National Sober Day, with the community that we have all built together, and the branding. And she asked me, and with my blog, like, that was just from fucking her watching on Instagram. That's why you never know who is watching. You never know who is watching. So this is if it's in you to either where you're like, or if you need extra income. Look, this shit has gotten extremely expensive the past year, the past couple of years, I should say. So like fucking student loan debts, credit card debts, you want to go travel. You don't just want to be working 9 to 5 the rest of your life and going home and then not being able to afford to go take yourself out to eat. I mean, that is a thing for people where they have to start making extra income. So when you learn skills to help you with the online space, this can bring in extra income. Trust me, I've done it with 2, and it will happen with this 3rd one. And I say this because I know this with the fact, and I understand how this online space works. And listen, if you're like, oh, I'm scared what people think, I have felt that too. But if you're scared of specific people, of what they're going to think, then guess what you can do nowadays on social media, especially if you use social media as one of your platforms, or if you want to grow your business, you just block them. You just block them. Do you think I have my father looking at my Sober Vibes Instagram account? No, I sure don't. I blocked him and a few other family members a long time ago because I didn't want to hear their opinions. I did not. So like, no, thank you. And you guys know, if you listen to LOTE, they don't listen to the podcast, which is okay. But so you can block people. So that's the whole thing. And I said that to my friend the other day when she was just like, you know, I have a little thing. And there's no shame in that. That's a natural human response. So here's how you are going to do it. Okay. You can make a 6 to 8 second video. If you're doing anything. The other day I did one of me washing my gloves. And again, this is on my new business account, right? And I will link that in the show notes below if you want to come follow me and see how you can build a business online specifically using Instagram. You're going to pick a niche, right? Health, wealth, relationships, beauty, travel, your dog. You guys, people are making huge money with their animals. I tell Kim this all the time. I'm like, bitch, you better start building an Instagram account about Drexel and monetizing it, because you can become an affiliate and start building traffic to your affiliate links through Instagram. I think she's going to do it. I almost have her. It's just extra income. Like, but that is the point. Travel. You can be an affiliate for travel companies if you are a traveler and fly in the friendly skies. Like, it is all possible. So pick a niche. So either go something, again, like you're passionate about, and the most popular ones are health, wealth, and relationships. Pick a good company that has an affiliate program. I will say this. There is a company I looked at, and just to send to Kim, and it was a business, it was a dog trainer business where they gave you 70% commission if somebody signed up on your link. I'm like, oh my God. So that's for you to decide, right? Okay. You need to do a sales funnel. This is a two-page site, which you take your prospect to a journey by having them opt into your email list and then taking them to a sales page. And then, of course, email automation, because then you will send email campaigns. If you have opted into anything on my website and then you see my email funnel, it's my welcome funnel, that's a email campaign. That's an email automation, right? And then from those emails, you put in links to your affiliate account or to your business, whatever it may be. You know, again, going back to if you were a hairdresser who wanted to start then like teaching other hairdressers how to build a business on Instagram, then, and you had a digital product, then you could in that email sequence send them to your digital product link. So it's really just about creating the traffic to all of this and boom. But going back to, like I said, if you have a brick or mortar, that's where you need to utilize the online space to showing them what you're doing and then linking for affiliates or your own digital products that you can create. There's a whole thing called the internet that is this big black hole. And there are billions of people in this world, and they are on the internet. So if you've heard of this before, or if you're like, well, my niche is saturated, it's really not, because guess what? This is what I have learned through all of these process, all of these years in this. People will buy from you because they know, like, and trust you. Honestly, that's what it comes down to. So yes, there are tons of sobriety people out there. I've had other people say to me, well, there's a lot in the sobriety field where they're like, there's a lot of sobriety podcasts. And I've never had that mindset. One, because I have worked on my mindset for many, many years. But also two, I don't ever feel like there's a lack, right? Like, well, yeah, there's a lot of sober podcasts, but people are going to tune in because they like what I have to say and what I'm saying resonates with them, because we are the same. It's like when I started this, it's like, I'm going to talk to people who are most like me. And that's what that kind of stuff comes down to. So I don't want anyone ever to feel like they can't do it, because you can do it. You can do anything that you put your mind to. And Deb has always said that to me. Deb is my mother. Remember, she has always said that to me. And that is something I firmly believe on. It just takes a little work. And takes it to figure out, because you do have to go through a process if you are wanting to start a business or want to take your brick and mortar onto the online space. You got to learn a little bit. You really do. You got to learn. You got to put some research in there. I mean, currently, the past month, I've been researching on branching into this and finally putting it out there, because I have a passion about this and I really enjoy it. I've had people want to do podcast consulting, and I've done it with them, because with the podcast, I learned a little from when I did my first one, and that was a great education. And then when I went out on my own with the Sober Vibes podcast in February of 2020, I had to really self-teach myself some stuff. And even to hire a my own podcast consulting when I first got into this and really understand it to where I wanted to take the show. It's easy. That's what I'm just going to keep saying to you, that it's easier than you think that it is. It's all about, though, the action, and you have to take the action to put the time in to do it. And if you're like, well, you know, I'm busy and whatnot, it's like, I understand that. I am busy too. And that's why too, specifically with me, with my new page, it's moving more towards, but it's a lot like Sober Vibes, like doing this without the overwhelm, because it's very easy to be following 25 people and get very overwhelmed with everybody's noise. But if you just follow one and model and listen to what they have to say and take one mentor, one social media page, one product, it's the power of one, you will fucking slay the game. You will slay the game. You just have to tune out the other noise. And you got to give yourself a little bit more credit than you are currently giving yourself. I will be doing a special podcast series more into this and getting more in depth. Probably like, I think I want to say like 5 to 6, but like I said, it will be a very limited podcast. And I think I'm going to be doing this when we're on our break here between seasons. If you want to follow along for more, follow my new Instagram account, okay? I am on TikTok. I'll put the TikTok on there too, because I know different people do Instagram or TikTok. And then also too, I have a free guide that breaks this down more of what I just spoke and how really you can do it. You can grab my free guide, follow me on Instagram if you choose to. And if this is something that you were thinking of and this fucking episode popped up for you today, where you're like, this is your sign, you know, whether it's you got a lot of debt, right? I am going to do something about money, because that's another thing. When you wake up in sobriety, you're like, your bills are a mess. And I've been very honest about that. So that will be done for down the road. But like, whether you are, you know, again, in debt, your student loan debts, these student loan debts just came back up in this fall time. You have kids that you want to put them in some programs, but you're like, where is this coming? Like, where is the money going to come from, right? Maybe you just want to go to Costco one day and not worry about how much is in your bank account, or you just want to add to your future to start fueling your retirement, or go fucking take a trip and live life, okay? I'm here for it. I support you in that. And, you know, again, I'm all for this topic of conversation, because I love nothing more. Well, there's a lot of things I love, but this particular topic, even when I did the podcast consulting this year and coaching, like, it's just amazing to come up with ideas and see those ideas come to light from others, especially in the audience. You want to know why? Because the most fucking creative people I have met in my life have all come from a world of addiction, alcohol use disorder, and then in sobriety and recovery. When they gain that clarity, it just popped off for them. And the most intelligent people are you who are listening to this episode. We're some smart motherfuckers. That's right. And I say that with confidence, and that's not being like, you know, some people could take that as being conceited, but it's really not. It's observation and being in this arena for the last 11 years, and just all of the people that I have met of, God, man, they have all become entrepreneurs in their own way, or left their jobs to go do something that aligns with their soul of who they are after they quit drinking alcohol and using drugs. Because that's the whole thing. When you start getting out of that and that clarity comes up, you do realize, like, dude, I'm not living in alignment anymore. Like, that is my old drinking self. How I said, the first episode of in January, where I was talking about intentions versus resolutions. I couldn't do the resolution thing anymore because it reminded me of my old drinking self and didn't feel aligned with who I was today. So that's no different than when you wake up and you're in a career where you're just like, oh, or maybe too, you're a stay-at-home mom where you're like, I want to start bringing in some money because I, in some of my own worth, because I'm more than just Billy and Harry's mom. Like, I was a person before this, right? There's so much. So I hope this episode helps you today. Again, I will put my Instagram and TikTok for my account below, and then also too for that free guide to help you understand this more of starting a new business and for affiliate marketing and all of that and digital products, okay? I will talk to you on the next one. Stay safe out there and keep on trucking.